Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US says it will not support any plans for an Israeli military operation in Gaza's southernmost city, Rafah, without proper planning. Both the White House and the State Department have made it clear that such an operation risks disastrous consequences for the more than 1 million Palestinians who fled there. Our State Department correspondent Tom Bateman says such an intervention is rare for the US.
That's clearly meant to dissuade the Israeli military from going ahead with this. And the key point they're making is that there are the best part of 1.5 million people in Rafah, many of them simply living in tents or in the open air. It's the middle of winter. The conditions have been absolutely diabolical. And so for there to be a major military assault in those conditions where there'd been sort of no effort to evacuate anyone would clearly be disastrous. Benjamin Netanyahu said that if this happened, it would be within the bounds of international law and there would be an evacuation.
A special counsel investigation into the US President Joe Biden's mishandling of classified documents has decided not to bring charges. But in a damning report, the counsel, Robert Herr, wrote that one reason not to prosecute was because Mr. Biden's recall was significantly limited. Here's Gary O'Donoghue.
The reasons for not suggesting that it would have gone to court are pretty damning for the president. This question about him seeming like a sort of well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory just plays into terrible optics and politics of the current moment for the 81-year-old president. This is now political currency. This is something that will become part of the campaign. And it does play into a really difficult narrative for Joe Biden, which is that he's slowing up, that he's forgetting things.
President Putin has insisted that Russia has no interest in invading Poland, Latvia or other NATO countries, calling such a scenario absolutely out of the question. In a lengthy interview with the right-wing American talk show host Tucker Carlson, Mr. Putin accused NATO member states of trying to intimidate people with what he called an imaginary Russian threat. He said, however, that the Atlantic Alliance must accept Moscow's territorial gains in Ukraine. President Zelensky of Ukraine has dismissed the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, General Valery Zaluzhny, after months of deadlocked warfare against the Russian invaders. Mr. Zelensky is replacing him with the ground forces leader, General Oleksandr Sirsky. The US Pentagon spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder, said the move would not weaken US support for Kyiv.
We're aware, of course, of the reports about changes in the Ukrainian armed forces. That's really something that I would have to refer you back to Ukraine to discuss their internal discussions and decisions. I can tell you the one thing that won't change, and that is our continued support for Ukraine and their efforts to defend themselves against Russian aggression.
BBC News. The Election Commission in Pakistan has issued a late-night warning to polling officers to publicise the election results after a delay in the announcement of the tallies. The party of the disqualified and jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan is claiming that the slowing down of declarations is a sign of rigging. The president of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has said the end to crippling power cuts is within reach, but offered no timetable for his promise. South Africa has been hit by regular blackouts after years of underinvestment in the sector by the state energy company Eskom. Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro has surrendered his passport to the authorities after federal police conducted raids on some of his closest allies. They're being investigated for their alleged involvement in a coup attempt following Mr. Bolsonaro's election defeat at the hands of the left-wing leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in 2022. Leandro Prezeres is in Brasilia.
One of the most serious allegations made by the federal police against Mr. Bolsonaro is that at the end of 2022, he would have helped write a decree suspending the electoral results of that year and keeping him in power. What is important to say is that this decree was not issued at that time. Since the raid, Mr. Bolsonaro gave a few interviews in which he denied any involvement in the crimes under investigation. And to the newspaper Folha de São Paulo, Mr. Bolsonaro said, quote, "I left office 1 year ago and I have been relentlessly persecuted."
A French model maker who was denied recognition by Guinness World Records for his attempt to create the tallest matchstick Eiffel Tower has been told the decision has been reversed. Richard Plot's 7-metre model was rejected for using non-commercial matches without the sulphur head, which prompted a rejection from Guinness. They now say they were too harsh and have awarded Mr. Plot a world record. BBC News.